理课堂听 class.com
Studio Classroom is on the air. Are you a user-friendly leader? Well, today we'll talk about how to enhance your abilities to be a better leader. Welcome, everyone, to Studio Classroom. This is your advanced program, and I'm your host today on the program. My name is Troy. And back with us today in the studio are our two co-hosts from yesterday's program, Jason and Esther. Hi, friends.
Hello, Troy.
Hi, Troy.
So glad to have you back. And we are continuing with the subject or the topic of a user-friendly leader. This is a business article, and it is for the 21st century because we've seen that there has been a move or a change in the way that leaders manage their employees. And so today we see that business leaders are needing to associate with or to build into their lives a work style that more easily addresses the needs of the working environment. So yesterday we looked at five, and today we're going to look at five more. But let's do a quick review of the 5 points from yesterday. Let's just first, maybe, in case we have any new listeners with us today, address the subject of the phrase user-friendly.
That's right. Something that is user-friendly means that it's easy to use, that you feel comfortable using it.
Okay. And actually, the phrase user-friendly comes from the technology revolution that took place in the last century. And if you have a computer, these days anyway, it's certainly more user-friendly than it used to be. People feel comfortable in using a computer because they're more user-friendly. Jason, what is our first point from yesterday? How can we help, or what are the characteristics or traits of user-friendly leaders?
The first topic that we discussed yesterday was the whole idea of the open door. What that essentially means is that leaders who practice this policy allow people to come to them whenever they need to talk about something or just to have a quick discussion. So it's just keeping it a very informal situation.
Okay, so if someone has that leadership style, an open door leadership style, that means they're accessible. They are approachable. You feel like you can drop by any time and talk to the person. So when we use the phrase open door, we use it symbolically and literally. What's number two, Esther?
Number two is the loose tie, and this is a term that is used figuratively to just mean that the user-friendly leader sometimes might not dress as formal as he would. So instead of wearing suits all the time, they might adopt a casual style of dress.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. So it's important that formality does not become a barrier in our leadership style or to that style, but that we learn how to dress in such a way that does allow people to feel comfortable. If I'm always talking with people who wear suits and ties, I begin to feel uncomfortable when I'm around that person. So even here at Studio Classroom, we don't wear suits and ties, but then we don't wear blue jeans either, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Nope.
So we need to keep our dress or dress style within our organization's guidelines. Number three, what is another characteristic of a user-friendly leader, Jason?
Another characteristic is the whole idea of down and dirty. And really what that means is that user-friendly leaders should not be afraid to get involved with their employees and those that they work with to help solve problems.
Okay. And we made mention yesterday that these days management works more closely with employees, and therefore it's important that the management or that the leadership know how to set up work teams, work together in those work teams, conduct brainstorming sessions, and experiment and even push for unconventional solutions. Sometimes your employees have the answers to your problems, and it has been at least in the past where the leadership felt that they had all the answers. And so now they are discovering that maybe an employee certainly has a better solution to a problem than otherwise imagined. And sometimes those solutions are a bit unconventional. They're a bit avant-garde. But good leadership knows how to get down there, associate with the employee and the problems, and become involved. What's number four?
And that's number four. Good leaders get down in the trenches. And this just means that these leaders work alongside their employees to gain insight and to also demonstrate their interest in what their employees are doing.
Okay, so to have insight into your employee just means to have a clear understanding of their job or of how they work. And what was number five from yesterday?
Number five is the quick laugh. And that's so important, to have a good sense of humor, both as leaders and as employees. Because as we all know, humorous things happen on the job.
Yes.
And so I think if we keep a good sense of humor, and we are able to sometimes laugh through our problems, mm-hmm. and just make it a more relaxed work environment.
And it's important that when we are using this phrase in English, we would say we need to know how to laugh with people, not at people. So that preposition is very important. We know how to laugh with people, not at people. So that's the difference, I think, between humor and sarcasm. Sometimes a person who is sarcastic, he often laughs at people. And when people do the wrong thing, someone may make a very bad joke and hurt that person. But if you know how to laugh then with people, that simply means you can find a light way, or you can create a light atmosphere by seeing the humor in a situation. I think the best thing is to laugh at yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And people often enjoy that when we make jokes about mistakes that we personally made. All right. Well, let's begin then with today's next 5 points. If you have your advanced magazine, we are on page 31. And let's have then today's first reading from the top of the lesson down through line 29.
Never-ending learner. A learning culture is present in many 21st century organizations, from mega corporations to the smallest of businesses. User-friendly leaders never stop learning, and they acquire new skills, from technology skills to people skills, alongside their employees. Real guys and gals. User-friendly leaders share their thoughts and interests with the people around them. They talk about everything from current business concerns to last week's soccer game with the kids. Great relationships. User-friendly leaders do more than communicate well. They get to know the people around them and understand their concerns, fears, and ambitions. They foster relationships and do whatever they can to help their people become more satisfied with the roles they play.
Okay, thank you, Steve, for reading today's first reading. If you've just joined us, we are on page 31 in your advanced magazine talking about the user-friendly leader. And yesterday we discussed the first 5 points, and now we're going to begin discussing today the last 5 points of a user-friendly leader. All right, well, point 6 then is what, Jason?
The never-ending learner. And really what that comes from is the whole idea that in this day and age, we are in a learning environment, where it is so important to keep up with the latest skills, whether that's in technology or whether it's in people skills. Another term for people skills you'll hear is called soft skills, and learn those things along with the employees so that everyone understands what is going on.
Okay, so I think the Chinese actually have a phrase that talks about being a lifelong learner. I don't know if you would say yisheng de shuixiang, but anyway, you're a lifelong learner. All your life you are a student, always learning something. And so in the article on page 31, column 1, line 10, it says, leaders never stop learning. They acquire new skills, from technology to people skills. And what about the phrase, Jason, alongside their employees?
Well, we can see that there on line 12, that phrase, learning together or alongside their employees, the whole idea of learning from each other. Many times we think that the supervisor or the leader has all the answers or knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality of it is many times that the employees have a lot to teach the leader. Mm-hmm. And that can be seen through training sessions that they go through together. I know at my previous company, we did a lot of team building exercises. Mm-hmm. We would actually go out, sometimes outside, and do some activities mm-hmm. together. But it was learning to trust each other
sure.
and to learn how to better work together.
So a good characteristic of a user-friendly leader is one who's always learning and willing to learn from their own employee or employees. All right, there's a phrase back up on line 9. We saw the words mega corporations and then to the smallest of businesses. The word mega, Esther?
That's right, and this is a root that just means huge. So, for example, we can say Shanghai is a mega city. It's a mm-hmm. huge city. So a mega corporation is a business or a corporation that's huge, that has lots of employees.
And I think those of us who are associated with IT or information technology, we've heard the word megabyte. And so essentially it means something that is huge or very large. Okay, well, let's look at point number 7 in today's lesson. What is this one about, Esther?
Point number 7, real guys and gals. And this just means that leaders are real people. They don't put themselves above others or they don't look down on others, but that they can share their interests. And
yes. Yes, a good point.
I think the example that Esther gave of Troy every day when he sees and talks to people mm-hmm. and just asks them how they're doing. I think it's very important, and that's a good example for us to learn from, that we do need to be concerned with each other because we're all working towards the same goal.
And it's interesting, if we are to be real people, that's a phrase we use in English, then we need to share our thoughts and interests with people around us. But is it just about business that we talk with our employees, or do we talk about other things as well?
We definitely talk about other things. I think most of the time we talk about things other than business. Probably about 90% of the time is about our personal lives, and the rest is talking about business.
So if we're to be a real person, according to the article here, then we need to also talk about last week's soccer game with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I know right here at Studio Classroom, it's always fun to talk to some of those of us who are parents and to talk with them about their experience in being parents and raising their children and some of the concerns that they have in life. Well, point number 8, Jason.
Point number 8 is great relationships, and that's so vital. Mm. I think that actually if we look at all the points that we've already discussed, many of those relate to relationships and the ability to communicate and the ability to understand our fellow coworkers.
Okay, and so in line 22 and 23, it says we need to understand their concerns and ambitions. Everybody has an ambition. There's something you desire to become or to be in life. It's kind of a goal that you're moving toward. So we read then in line 24 that a user-friendly leader fosters relationships, and they do whatever they can to help their people or employees to become more satisfied with the roles they play, to foster a relationship. The word foster?
Foster, here it says, means to help develop a skill, feeling, idea, etc., over a period of time. So to foster a relationship just means to build a relationship, to spend time on this relationship.
Sure. And so we want to foster a certain characteristics or a certain idea, that simply means, as Esther said, to develop it as a skill. Okay, so we need to demonstrate to the people that we work with, if they are our employees or they simply work with us in some other way or capacity, that we're interested in them as a person. We're interested in their role and helping them to be all they can be.
Definitely. I think that it's very important that we show the people that we work with and work for how what they do influences the company or the organization.
Right. And taking the personal interests in their role is important. When somebody has a jiaosè, I mean, they have a certain role in life. Sometimes within corporations or businesses, one person is trying to get ahead of the next person.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe their position is better than your position. So you spend time tearing that person down, trying to get ahead of them. But in fact, if you're to be a user-friendly leader, then you need to find ways to help that person function and do their job better. All right. Well, let's then continue with today's second reading. On page 31 in your advanced magazine, from the top of the second column to the end of today's lesson.
Humility. User-friendly leaders know that expertise in today's knowledge economy rests with the entire team, from highly skilled technicians to folks at the front counter. They're not afraid to ask for advice and help from any source, and they're quick to acknowledge that they need it. Love of tradition. User-friendly leaders know that customs and traditions help build a sense of stability within their organizations. Weekly staff meetings and time-honored courtesies as employees come and go each day, for example, are valued by user-friendly leaders eager to give their people a sense of security and satisfaction. So, are you a user-friendly leader? Do you demonstrate the traits of openness and frontline management necessary for success in the 21st century? To be sure, positive leadership means more than practicing user-friendly habits, but these habits are a great place to start. They can help build the morale and productivity characteristic of the best organizations of the century.
All right, well, let's continue then with the characteristics of a user-friendly leader. We've already seen that that person is a never-ending learner. The person is real. He's a real person who shares his thoughts and his interests with people around him. A user-friendly leader is someone who communicates well. He shares not only his concerns and ambitions, but he's also willing to build up or foster relationships with other people to help them with their concerns and to meet their own goals in life. And the next characteristic, Esther, of a user-friendly leader is what?
A user-friendly leader is humble. They show humility.
So why would you consider this to be user-friendly leader characteristic, being humble?
Many times leaders tend to put themselves up on a pedestal, or they put themselves up higher than those that work under them.
Mm.
So the whole idea of humility really puts the leader on the same level as those that are working for that leader. And so it also, humility also gives the idea that if there's a mistake or something has not gone as they had hoped or had promised, then they are able to face up to that or to admit that there was a mistake.
And here it says in column 2, then, line 7, user-friendly leaders know that expertise in today's knowledge economy rests with the entire team. So, you know, today's economy is based on knowledge. It's based on information. And you're not the person who has all of that information. You need to realize that you work with people and sometimes for people who know more than you do, and that collectively together you're able to create the knowledge that's necessary to make your business operate well. So I never, you know, I need to be humble and, you know, not imagine if I'm the president or vice president of a company or corporation that I know everything. I need to be humble and realize there are people working in my company who are probably smarter than I am, especially in their field or their area of expertise. So we're not afraid to ask for advice, are we?
That's right. And that's why it says here in line 8, from highly skilled technicians to folks at the front counter, these leaders are not afraid to ask for advice and help from anyone.
Wow. Sometimes when you ask for advice, you feel, you know, well, to do that may make you think or make others think that you don't know what you're doing. And that's an uncomfortable feeling, especially if you are the leader. You're expected to know everything. You have all the answers. But that's not true. You need to be humble and admit, hey, I don't have all the answers. Please help me. Okay, what's number 10, the last one?
Our last point is the love of tradition.
The love of tradition. So one good characteristic, anyway, of a user-friendly leader is someone who is traditional. Okay, and in what sense are we talking about that here in the lesson?
Well, they refer to the idea of customs or traditions that a organization may have in place. Some examples that they give are weekly staff meetings or time-honored courtesies. And a courtesy really means that it's a type of polite behavior that shows you have respect for other people.
Hmm. Okay. So we often talk about acting courteously or being courteous. And so there are some courtesies, is the noun here, that we need to perform. There's a kind of demeanor or behavior that we need to display towards others that is time-honored. It's valued. It's a tradition. It's something we do to demonstrate our respect for that person or for the employees in our company. All right. And what does that give to our employees? We read here in line 19 and 20.
This will give people a sense of security and satisfaction. They feel like working here, they feel secure. They won't feel like everything always changes.
Hmm.
It also gives them the sense of feeling like they are important and contribute. One of the things that I did as a manager at my company before was take time once a month to take each of my employees to lunch. And they looked forward to it for many reasons. They got a free lunch, but it really helped me get to know them and understand what was going on in their life, and then also understand some of the challenges and difficulties or things that they liked about what they were doing at the company. So it became a tradition. It became a once-a-month tradition that we did.
And in English, we often use the phrase time-honored. And we will use the two words time-honored with the phrase courtesy or time-honored traditions as something that we might commonly hear. In fact, I've noticed some insurance companies in the United States will use the phrase, our company is a time-honored tradition. You know, it's something that's accepted by the public, by the general public, and it's looked up to. People respect time-honored traditions. Well, the question is, at the end of today's lesson, are you a user-friendly leader? Do you have these characteristics or traits? Do you demonstrate these traits of openness and frontline management? And it's necessary, right? It's necessary for success anyway. Well, let's go back through then each of the 10 points. What is number one?
The first point was the open door.
Okay. And that just simply means?
It means that
being approachable and accessible.
Accessible,
to
yes.
Okay. And number two?
The loose tie. This means that leaders don't always dress very formally. Sometimes they adopt a casual style of dress to make people feel more comfortable.
Okay. Number three?
Number three is down and dirty. And that really means the leaders to get involved and work alongside with the employees.
Okay, and number four?
Leaders get down in the trenches. They work alongside their employees to gain insight and partly to demonstrate interest in what they do.
The fifth characteristic, Jason?
And the fifth characteristic is the quick laugh. Make sure that you always keep a sense of humor.
Number six?
A leader is a never-ending learner. They are always learning new things.
Okay, good. Number seven?
Number seven is real guys and gals. Really what that means is we just need to be involved and share in the interests of the people that we work with.
Yeah, share the person who we are. Don't try to put on a facade or create a barrier. And number eight?
Number eight, leaders build great relationships. They try to understand their employees' concerns, fears, and ambitions.
Good. So they foster these important relationships with those with whom they work. Okay, number nine?
Number nine is humility. Don't be afraid to ask for advice.
Good. And number 10?
Number 10 is love of tradition. Leaders know that customs and traditions can help build a sense of stability.
Okay. So we read then in the last paragraph, line 24, to be sure, positive leadership means more than practicing user-friendly habits, but it's a great place to start. That's not the only thing, but it's a great place to start because they can help build the morale and productivity, characteristic of the best organizations of the century. What is the meaning of the word morale, Esther?
It's the level of confidence and positive feelings that a person or group has, especially a group that works together, belongs on the same team, etc. So in a company, you want everyone to feel like they enjoy being in this company.
Good point. All right. Well, now we have another interview.
Today, our advanced studio classroom interview continues with Ruth Devlin, an executive who works with an international business. Stay tuned to hear what she has to say about user-friendly leaders for the 21st century. This is Angela, your advanced studio classroom reporter. Let's hear from Ruth. Ruth, as an executive within an international business, such as Studio Classroom, you face unique challenges.
Yes, I do. One of those challenges is building the morale of the people I work with. As you know, most of the Studio Classroom teachers come from other countries and live here in Taiwan, and they must adjust to not only the culture but the different ways of doing things. And sometimes that can be frustrating. So I make it a point to encourage them and to let them feel that things can be different and still be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you have to keep up the productivity of your staff. You have to encourage them to meet the deadlines and to keep a quality product. And that's not just an international problem. That's a problem that everybody faces, and that has to do with motivation. You want to keep them encouraged and working hard.
Oh, what a challenge. So how do these user-friendly traits listed in today's lesson help you meet these challenges?
Well, the first one, I think, of being a never-ending learner is very important. Often we think when we reach a certain position, we don't need to worry about learning new things because we know what we need to do our job. The problem is our job is always changing, especially with English. The language is changing. We need to keep up on what's new and current. And as I am learning, I can encourage my staff to learn, or the people that I work with, because then together, again, we can improve our product. Also, I think you need to be humble. You need to have humility and realize that you are just as important as everyone else on your staff. Each one of us has good things to offer. We need to be willing to listen to opinions of people who maybe are in a lower position than we are.
Mm-hmm.
And not just listen, but listen focused, meaning pay attention to what people are saying and offer feedback, and that will really help with the morale of the staff.
Well, that wraps it up again for today. Thank you, Ruth, for giving this exclusive in-house interview for Advanced. Now, back to the studio.
Thank you, listeners, for being with us on today's program, and we hope that you will put these 10 characteristics into practice. You will build them into your life. Well, until next time, this is Troy.
This is Jason.
And Esther.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.